The uncomfortable ride for auto executives continued as lawmakers consider whether to hand over $34 billion in loans to help companies avert financial collapse. Heads of Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors repeated statements made to a Senate committee on Thursday outlining their plans for restructuring and efforts to achieve more efficiency and profitability. Here is Ford's Chief Executive Officer, Alan Mulally.
You were clear that our business model needs to change. I absolutely agree.
Pointing to what he called huge revenue losses, Robert Nardelli of Chrysler said the cost for the U.S. economy of saving that company would be far less than the ripple effects of allowing it to fail.
I recognize that this is a significant amount of public money. However, we believe this is the least costly alternative considering the depth of economic crisis and options we face.
Richard Wagoner of General Motors said his company has learned from mistakes.
We're here today because we've made mistakes that we've learned from. Because forces beyond our control in the credit markets have pushed us to the brink, and most importantly, because saving General Motors and all the company represents is a job worth doing.
United Auto Workers Union President Ron Gettelfinger said any form of bankruptcy for the auto companies would be unacceptable.
In the present environment, a so-called pre-packaged Chapter 11 bankruptcy is simply not a viable option for restructuring the Detroit-based auto companies.
Financial Services Panel Chairman Democrat Barney Frank warned of what he called disastrous consequences of letting the companies fail.
A permission to these three large entities to stop paying their debts, let's call it bankruptcy, would greatly exacerbate the credit crisis.
But Democrat Brad Sherman was among those questioning companies' commitment to transforming their operations.
The careful reading of the written pronouncements of the automobile companies indicates that they themselves are not going to adhere to the kind of tough conditions that the American people expect and that the auto industry needs.
Republican Spencer Backus suggested that automakers have little choice but to undergo reorganization under some bankruptcy arrangement.
Short of a protected restructuring of General Motors or Chrysler, the domestic automobile industry will not be successfully remade, and there will be no lasting solution to the considerable challenges that it faced.
President Bush on Friday said companies must make tough choices and demonstrate a plan for viability, adding that the government must be able to recover money it gives them. In a statement on November figures showing the highest monthly job losses in 34 years, the president urged Congress to act next week on an automaker rescue plan.
It is important that Congress act next week on this plan, and it's important to make sure that taxpayer money be paid back, if any, is given to the companies.
If lawmakers can reach agreement in coming days and obtain support from the White House, Congress could come back into session to consider legislation next week. However, differences remain on where that money should come from. House and Senate Democrats want to use funds from the $700 billion Troubled Assets Rescue Plan, or TARP, Congress approved in October for the financial industry. President Bush Friday repeated his insistence that any new money come from funds Congress has already appropriated for automakers to help them improve fuel efficiency. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.